Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 of the game. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Titans coaching search continues. Thomas Brown scheduled to interview in person. Brian Callahan, Dan Quinn, another name that's scheduled to interview in person. They've had David Shaw, former Stanford coach, in for an in-person interview as well. Who is it going to be? Jonathan Hutton joins us now from Outkick to give his thoughts. We haven't gotten to talk to you in a couple weeks on this show, Hutt, but it's obviously pretty crazy right now with what could happen with the two-tone blue. Is there a guy that stands out to you to be the next Titans head coach?
Well, and hope everything's going well, guys. I look at Callahan just because of personal qualities that I would be looking for. Outside looking in, 30,000 foot view, I think we would agree. If we don't, I love the discussion, but I think that the qualities would be, Chase, give me a coach with an offensive background who has also worked and developed quarterbacks that have had success. And if you look at Cincinnati with Joe Burrow and what we've seen from Callahan and just the way that he has made his way through the coaching ranks. I'm looking at something similar to that more so than a defensive-minded coach. However, I understand that it does not have to be an offensive background quality that is number one on the list. They have to find someone that is a leader, someone that is going to command confidence, and someone that is going to also have the patience of a rebuild that is not going to happen overnight. And you have to have confidence in your leader as you go through the rebuild as the voice of and the face of the franchise during the regular season. I think that's pretty evident that the head coach is going to speak on a daily basis, and that's pretty much all you're going to hear from between the months of August and December. And that person is going to be the voice of the franchise. It's more than just, okay, what is he going to do for Will Levis? What if the guy that blows you off just blows the socks off is like, oh, you know what? This is why we didn't draft Will Levis in Cincinnati or right. in San Francisco or in Houston. Well, if you really like this guy, why you have to take that into consideration as well, because you also passed on Will Levis at pick number 11. So I'm willing to sit and listen, and this process, I mean, Chase, you rattled off like half of the coaches they've talked to. I love the process from that perspective because the preliminary interviews are out of the way. Everything's done over Zoom, and now you can begin to have your face-to-face interviews as you bring guys in for their second chat. Or you are able to talk to coaches for the first time over the weekend on Zoom, and then you pop them in for a face-to-face interview in Nashville because they were already coaching in the postseason. I like the process from that angle, and I think if the Titans didn't take advantage of talking to 9 to 12 coaches, they weren't taking advantage of the timetable that the NFL has enforced now.
We all remember, Hutt, what happened the last time they went through this. They interviewed both, obviously, Mike Vrabel and Matt LaFleur for the head coaching job. Vrabel got the job. They brought LaFleur in as the offensive coordinator. Could you see a similar scenario here where – they have somebody they really, really like to be head coach, but they bring in one of these others to be a coordinator?
Well, but see, on your list, Chase, how many are positional coaches?
Have some that are already coordinators.
That's right. Yeah. And so LaFleur he was not the play caller. So, you would have to have a situation like that where the team is going to not elevate by title only someone to from a positional coach to an actual coordinator who's going to call play. The way that was all arranged with Vrabel came in as the head coach, and LaFleur was essentially the head coach of offense. He was running the offense, and it was Vrabel that was running the show. It worked out. Now, in the moment, did I think LaFleur was head coach material? Like, whenever he was hired by Green Bay, I didn't think he was going to be ready.
No.
But they knew that he was ready to run an offense that was going to elevate. And, oh, by the way, he touched the cloak of Sean McVay. I don't hate the fact right now, just by what's working in the league, if you're from the McVay or Shanahan tree. I understand if you're looking for what Amy Adams Strunk mentioned about where the NFL is going with evolving the ever evolving National Football League, adapting. That's certainly what teams are doing. They are adapting to the two men that everyone talks about, Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, man, we're going to hell for that one. Touch the hem of the garment. That's a good one, Hutton. John Hutton is with us this morning.
Lay down the palm leaves. Lay down the palm leaves.
Oh, man, take me out of this, Dr. Crane. Listen, Jonathan, who do you not want to see? We talk about who the good fit here and there. Who do you think's not a good fit for the Tennessee Titans?
Again, I think someone who is okay, straight up.
Yeah,
straight up. And I don't think he. I'm not giving him credit because of a situation that he probably regrets. But Thomas Brown in Carolina, for an offense that did what? I'm thinking, okay, how much of this is on Frank Reich? How much of this is on a situation where you're trying to abandon ship and ownership and everything that you're set up with? But, I mean, do I give him a chance? Yes. Do I look at that and think, man, this is going to be the perfect solution that is going to win over the city, win over the team, and this is why we moved on from Mike Vrabel? Absolutely not. Like, just again, just perception to me is reality, Joe. And if I'm looking at the list of candidates and I'm looking at the qualities that I want my head coach to possess, someone from the Carolina Panthers right now, or you know, someone that's currently on Bill Belichick's staff in New England, not something I'm really pointing to as the quality that's going to be checked off the box pretty high on the list of things I'm going to jot down. So, again, that comes to mind. The David Shaw interview is fascinating because he interviewed in Denver, and he stayed out of it. He stayed quiet for the most part, too. And, I mean, if we were making a short list of leaders, and he is someone that came up for me when we were talking on Hot Mic, Chad and I, about a commissioner of college football. Who would you have at the top of your list of guys that you think universally would be fair-minded and someone that you could look at in a position like that and you think, okay, any program across the country is going to respect what this guy has to say? I would put David Shaw pretty high on that list of just guys that I think would be non-controversial for any program in college football in making a disciplinary decision or making a decision on behalf of a governing body. I can see how he can go into or behind a microphone or sit in a table and come across in a great way. Now, was he hired last year? No, they went after Jim Harbaugh. Do I think David Shaw would be a collaborator? Yes, I do. And so I don't automatically dismiss him because he's an outside-the-box candidate of this group that is getting interviews not just here but elsewhere, and he's done it now for a second cycle in the NFL. I don't dismiss it. And I don't necessarily rattle his name off for head coach automatically. I will sit back and listen and think, okay, help me understand it. Sell me on it. I can be sold on David Shaw if I understand the direction that they're coming from. But here's the thing. Whoever this is going to be, and this is the word that is almost like collaboration to me now, lockstep. He's going to be in lockstep with Rand Carthon. The collaboration is going to be legit from whoever they end up hiring. And whoever this person is going to be in the same mind frame and the same, step-by-step with Rand Carthon and how they're going to rebuild the Titans roster. So if that's David Shaw, that to me would be a surprise, considering who Carthon has worked with and who Carthon has probably already got on a short list of candidates that he would have brought into an interview had Mike Vrabel been fired with John Robinson.
How important is it, Jonathan, that they have a head coach in place by the time this time next Monday when Senior Bowl practice begins?
It's pretty high on the requirements, I think, Joe, but for the most part, I think it's more imperative to have your general manager in place, because you're going to have a new guy in that position that is coming in and that will be working with the scouting department on a much more regular basis. And you're not going to fire your scouting department when you make the general manager hire, but you are going to have that GM lead that department. He's over all of the personnel. So I think that's more important. But from a staff perspective, the hire for me, with all the openings too, the hire is going to be from the week in Mobile. That's going to be a very busy week for the head coach, because we saw that from the most recent head coaches of the Titans too. You can put together your staff, but honestly, this whoever ends up being the next head coach of the Titans, they need to have 3-4 names that they know with their coaching staff they're bringing with them that they're hiring almost immediately, and that they know can layer a staff to develop talents and automatically get the most out of your first, second, and third round draft picks. Guys that are going to get the most out of your superstar players and also develop younger players to provide depth on the roster. That doesn't just come from the head coach. That doesn't just come from identifying talent in the draft. That comes from your staff that you'll put together. And I also, if we're talking collaboration, I need more of just the confidence that whoever the coach is and the quarterback is also going to be in communication with the staff, and they're all going to talk and speak the same language. I don't necessarily think that was always going on with the offensive line. Listening to Taylor Lewan speak, for instance, on what was going on, that's also important. So, yeah, I mean, it's not just one or two people, Joe, but the scouting department and Rand Carthon, they're in place, and you want Carthon to be focused on the Senior Bowl more than you do in-person interviews, and he's leading the charge in this. So I think they know who they're singling this down to, and we're going to see it too based on the in-person second interviews. And I think after the second interview, and we've seen this, we've seen Amy Adams Strunk just admit, yeah, we knew it was going to be this guy. We knew it was going to be John Robinson. They certainly knew it was going to be Mike Mularkey. Like, they know who they're going to hire when they get to the face-to-face part of this. And I think she'll have the understanding of who she's backing as well, based on what Carthon and company in that room are going to say.
Yep. I would say by the time we talk next week, they will have a head coach. So that,
I think a lot of teams will have that going for them. I think a lot of teams are going to speed up the process now.
Yep, for sure. Hutt, great stuff as always. Appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
Now, hey, real quick, do you think Harbaugh and Vrabel will have a spot by this time next week?
I think Harbaugh is in L.A. with the Chargers. I'm torn on – I think Seattle could be a good fit for Vrabel, but I also think Dan Quinn's very much in play there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And I think Belichick goes to Atlanta.
I think Belichick's in Atlanta as well, and I don't know about Vrabel. I still don't know, because I agree with you on Dan Quinn in Seattle. And I do think Jim Harbaugh is going to be a Charger.
Yep, that's what I think. Vrabel could miss out this cycle and take a year off. So that could very, very well happen. But we'll talk next week. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Always appreciate it.
Jonathan Hutton from OutKick joining us here on the program. We'll come back with What Day Is It and Celebrity Birthdays. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.